Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You want answers? Well, so does he. I'm going to finish up here and throw the baton back to David Knight, and then I'll be live in studio this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back all next week in studio. But I tell you, we've built an amazing team of crew and researchers and hosts up there, and so I thank God every moment for everybody. Here is the final equation. Here's the bottom of the rabbit hole. There's a war on for your soul, a war on for your consciousness, a war on for your mind, a war to artificially direct your brain, to direct your spirit instead of the other way around. They are assuming a technological takeover, a technocracy. And they've rolled out the Trojan horse of technology that's neutral, and they've left it pretty much alone to get us all addicted. This is in their own words. And now that we're on the line, they're about to plant the hook. The worm's in our mouth. The hook has not gone through our mouth yet. But they are about to pull back on that rod, and they are about to plant that hook.
Did we lose Alex? I think we just lost him. Yeah. Well, Alex was going to come back to us, and I had something that we saw on one of these videos talking about the car companies asserting ownership over everything that you have. This is a comment from someone called that went with MPG827 on YouTube. He said, my friend had a BMW, and he had to put in a battery, so he did it himself. I mean, I don't even consider that working on your own car. He said it went dead after a day. He called the BMW dealership. They took a look at him. You got Alex back? Okay, go ahead, Alex. I'll finish the story later.
No. Sorry, David. I'm going to get off right now. It's just people need to understand something. We're under attack by mainstream media, by government, by White House-run media matters, by, no exaggeration, probably 10 major newspapers a day, a magazine a week, nightly news shows once a week, everything from Nightline to The Daily Show, because we're over the target. And I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about this mission failing. Folks, the reason we're under attack is we know what we're talking about. And the online trolls and all of it, because they're scared to death. Let's cut Alex Jones out of the equation, or David Knight, or Jakari Jackson, or Darren McGreen, or Leanne McAdoo, or any of our great crew. All of this is happening. What are you going to do about it? The globalists are coming in to micromanage and destroy your free will. They're openly saying they're going to, as I told people again 15 years ago, start taxing you by the mile, claiming that you're not a safe driver. And then finally, machines will have to do everything for us. They're building a world where humans won't be needed. Not where we empower humanity, not where we build a world for humanity, but where we say machines are better day one, let them control everything, let the calculators do the math, let the cars do the driving, and we'll all just watch football. That's what Bill Joy, 16 years ago in Wired Magazine, wrote about. The decision has been made to give us bread and circus. He says this at a meeting with 200 top globalists. The decision has been made, listen to me, folks, to entertain you to death, get you anesthetized, dumbed down, drugged out, and sterilize you so humans just phase out and the elite merge with machines. Now, again, you're living in a science fiction movie. What are you going to do about it? The reason you feel empty is because you bought into the world system. I'm talking to new listeners. You bought into the idea you can only be empowered by going deeper into the system. The system will not empower you. Resisting the system, building a real system based on human liberty and freedom and the golden rule is the only way. I'm going to throw it back to David Knight, and as I said, I'll be back live this Sunday. Great job, crew.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, I want to continue with this story because this is an amazing comment I saw on YouTube. Again, this guy reported that he had a friend with a BMW, had to replace the battery. He put it in himself. After a day, it went off. So he called the dealer, and they said, you've got an aftermarket battery. They said it's unregistered. So what they did was they wirelessly, over Wi-Fi, they registered his battery and charged him $150, more than it would have cost him to probably buy a battery from them. You don't have freedom. You don't own anything. Just GM said, we can't conflate ownership of a vehicle with ownership of the underlying computer software. They're going to do it by copyright. They're going to assert they own everything. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We just heard from Alex Jones the last segment, explaining to us where this is all going with these black boxes. You know, I look at this, and quite frankly, I think that's a very good metaphor for what our government has become. In engineering terms, we always used to talk about black boxes as this closed system where you couldn't see how it worked. It might have a function, but you could not look at the internal parts of it. That's what our government has become. It's become this closed system that we can't examine. And I think these black boxes are now becoming, as we've got in our cars, they're like the black boxes you saw on airplanes, where basically they would record and track everything the pilots did. That's another aspect of our government. So not only can you not see into it, but it records and tracks everything that you do. And that's what they're doing on your cars so that it can track and tax you. I think that's what we ought to call them. Instead of a black box, we ought to call them track and tax. That's the true function of these things. Let's start getting honest with this. I think language means something. We're going to go to Paul Joseph Watson. Just before we do, though, I want to let you know that we've got a special at InfoWarsLife.com this month. You can get two bottles of Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine, and you can get one bottle of Fluoride Shield for free. Now, we know that fluoride lowers IQ. We've seen that in tests. We know that many countries like Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, they're removing fluoride from the water. 80% of the cities in the U.S., however, are fluoridated, and we cannot get them to listen to us. So one of the things you can do is try to filter it out of your water. You can also, when you're at home, but you can also use Fluoride Shield for those times when you're away from home. You're going to get it in things that you drink. If you drink anything that's bottled, you're probably going to get fluoride because it is so pervasive in the United States. So for this month only, you can get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield when you purchase two Survival Shield X2 bottles. Again, that's at InfoWarsLife.com, and we have 50% off of Silver Bullet, $15 savings per bottle. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Paul, you've got a story up about the Southern Poverty Law Center attacking Oath Keepers, attacking us, attacking Gary Franchi's operation, Next News. These are a bunch of lawyers. You'd think that maybe they would appreciate that people should have their day in court, that there should be a due process, that there is a chain of title on these mines, and yet they don't. They simply move this into their rhetoric of hate, trying to divide us, trying to demonize people who want to have those things, who want to have due process, who want to have property rights. Your comments, Paul.
Well, the SPLC, as we've documented for years, is basically this for-profit group which poses as a civil rights organization while peddling hate in the name of stopping hate. So they came out with this really quite amateurish article yesterday about the sugar pine mine dispute in Oregon with the headline, Oath Keepers Descend Upon Oregon with Dreams of Armed Confrontation Over Mining Dispute. And what's amazing, just as a kickoff, is the content of the article disproves the headline in the first three paragraphs.
Yeah, exactly.
In the third paragraph, they quote Oath Keepers, who put out a statement last week which said, quote, "This is not a standoff with the BLM. We are not promoting any confrontation with BLM. This is a security operation for the protection of constitutional rights." So in the third paragraph, Oath Keepers say they're not promoting armed confrontation, yet the headline of this piece by the SPLC says they're, quote, "dreaming of armed confrontation." Then again, later on in the article, they quote Joseph Rice, the security coordinator for Josephine County chapter of the Oath Keepers, who stated, quote, "If you are on a fringe element and if you're here to protest or provoke a reaction with the federal government, I don't want you here. Let me repeat that. If you're here to protest and to provoke a reaction with the federal government, I do not need you." So they actually quote the Oath Keepers on two separate occasions saying they're not there to promote or to provoke violence, yet simultaneously demonizing the Oath Keepers and saying that they're trying to provoke violence. So,
yeah, that's what they do with the headline.
It barely even needs me to write an article in response. They discredit and disprove their own premise within their own article.
Well, they basically, just if you look at about the first five or six words of the article, what began as a paper dispute, if you look at that interview that I had with a spokesperson from the Galice Mining District, and they put that in their article, but of course, I think people just look at these headlines, they don't read the SPLC articles, they don't watch the videos that are embedded there, they just comment at the bottom from based on their comments. I don't think that they read the article or they watched the video. It did not begin as a paper dispute, and of course, we go through that in the video, but let's talk about how the SPLC began. You know, this is a guy, Morris Dees, who set out the civil rights movement of the 1960s, except for the fact that he was in it at the very beginning. He worked for George Wallace, and he also got involved in a particular case where the KKK beat protesters, burned their bus. He defended the Ku Klux Klan, and he made enough money off of that as equivalent to what the median family income was at that time. And then he set out the entire civil rights movement, and he didn't get involved again until the 1970s when he came back into politics with George McGovern. In the meantime, he and his partner were out making millions of dollars, as many people on the left have criticized them. And you can see that picture now if you're looking at that. Yeah, that guy on the bottom that's being kicked, that was not the person he's representing. He's representing that guy right there doing the kicking, the white supremacist, the KKK guy. Those were the guys that he defended. And then he got back involved in politics after making millions in direct mail marketing. He got involved with the McGovern campaign and got a mailing list of 700,000 people and then came back in as a champion of civil liberties. Absolute baloney. This guy is just profiting, as I point out in that video, Prophets of Hate. His whole purpose seems to be to profit from hate. And, of course, he's stuck people on the Family Research Council. Basically, the guy that went in to shoot up people at the Family Research Council said that he was inspired by the SPLC. That was just a couple of years ago, Paul.
Yeah, this is an organization headed by Maurice Deas that makes millions and millions of dollars a year. In fact, they make $20 million in profits. They take in around $40 million. And spend about $20 million in their venerable cause. So they actually keep $20 million. We can get into what they do with that later. But their whole modus operandi is to demonize constitutionalists, libertarians, gun owners, patriots, and portray them as violent domestic extremists and terror threats. When, as you mentioned, in 2012, this guy Corkins, who went into a Family Research Council headquarters in Washington, D.C., specifically with the aim of shooting the place up. Thankfully, from what I remember, a security guard stopped him from doing so.
That's right.
But he cited the SPLC as an inspiration for that shooting because they had listed the Family Research Council as a hate organization. They called it an anti-gay organization because they opposed gay marriage on their website 2 years previously, which actually led to 22 Republican lawmakers taking out full-page ads in the Washington Post and the New York Times, basically calling out the SPLC.
But so what's dangerous about them, Paul, is not that they're inspiring a lone wolf shooter with hate, but that they are being used by the federal government to push this narrative that the biggest threat to our country are people who are conservatives, libertarians, Christians. The Southern Poverty Law Center is what the FBI and the military use when they're indoctrinating law enforcement and the military, that this is the training scenario that they're fighting for. That's what we've been talking about with this militarization of the police. If you go back and you look at these scenarios, you're getting all their talking points from the SPLC. The government loves to use them because they can pretend that this is some independent third party that's out there instead of it being 100% government propaganda, but they are linked completely with the government in terms of putting this narrative out there. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah, and we documented that in a report entitled Confirmed No Supporting Evidence for DHS Right-Wing Extremism Report. This was a report put out in 2009 by the Department of Homeland Security that, again, in a similar vein to the MIAC report, listed libertarians, gun owners, constitutionalists as domestic terror threats. They got their information, and we found this out after an independent political group called the Americans for Limited Government filed a Freedom of Information Act request to find out how the DHS had designated all these groups as, quote, hate groups and domestic extremists. And the DHS responded by providing a list of about 50 URLs, internet links. That was the entire foundation of their report, to demonize all these groups as extremists. So they didn't do any statistical analysis. They didn't interview any of these groups. An agent went on the internet and scoured a few websites, one of which was the SPLC. And in fact, 11 of these 50 or so links also came from a fake news website that puts out hoax articles, which are completely ridiculous, called What Does It Mean? They actually used a fake news website to create this huge right-wing extremism report. So it just shows you the kind of company that the DHS and the SPLC keeps. And then, as you said, they use that information as a kind of echo chamber back between the SPLC and the DHS to demonize all these groups as domestic extremists. And it perfectly fits into their agenda, which we've documented, which is basically to malign anyone who doesn't espouse the same leftist viewpoints as the SPLC as dangerous domestic terror threats.
Absolutely. They're looking at political opponents. They want to have a rationale to attack political opponents. We've seen what they use the IRS for. But, of course, What's much more dangerous when Homeland Security and the military and the police are doing that with force, going after the political opponents. And so they use the Southern Poverty Law Center to try to portray these people as dangerous, as violent. And it's very interesting, I think, that it's noticeably absent from the Southern Poverty Law Center's site any talk about radical Islam, except to characterize anybody who does talk about a threat from radical Islam as Islamophobes. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Buy two X2 Nation Iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off Silver Bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the end. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have joining us from the UK, Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking about the hit piece that the SPLC did on the Oath Keepers as well as the miners in Oregon. merely trying to get their day in court. The miners were told that they had to shut everything down in a very short time. They were given a deadline of tomorrow, saying that they had to remove all the buildings, remove all their equipment, fill up all the holes in a mine that has been there for 150 years, that they have a clear title to, that has been grandfathered in with all this legislation. They spent $10,000 trying to get answers as to why the BLM was doing this. I had an interview with somebody from the mining district. He gave us an idea of what it was. It was really just a petty vendetta from some BLM employees, I believe, in terms of talking to them. You can watch that interview yourself. They actually embedded it on the attack piece in the Southern Poverty Law Center. But as Paul pointed out, they have a very controversial headline saying that they're dreaming of an armed confrontation with the BLM, and yet when they, in the body of the article, when they talk to people and get quotes from them, it's just the opposite. They do not want an armed confrontation. They are not provoking things. The people who are provoking things are the BLM. They simply want their due process. And you would expect that lawyers would understand that. But that's not what motivates the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not motivated out of a desire to see people get due process or civil liberties. They have portrayed themselves as the defenders of civil rights against the Ku Klux Klan, and yet the only time that he did anything, Morris Dees, the founder of the SPLC, the only time he ever did anything in the civil rights movement was to defend the Ku Klux Klan. And then, as Harper's Magazine, a story called The Church of Morris Dees, pointed out, in the 1960s, Morris Dees sat on the sidelines, honing his direct marketing skills, practicing law while the civil rights movement engulfed the South. And here's this quote from his partner, his business partner. Morris Dees and I shared the overriding purpose of making a pile of money, and that's exactly what they're doing, except now what they're doing is they are operating as shills for Homeland Security, for the scenarios that are coming out of Homeland Security, the FBI, the military, portraying political enemies of the government as being dangerous terrorists. That's what's really underlying all this, isn't it, Paul?
Exactly. Another point I make in the article is that interview with, that you did on this subject, they didn't use it as fair use. They didn't comment over it. They plagiarized entire content from our channel as well as the Next News Network and just put it on their own channel without even commenting over it. I mean, we could get that video pulled in a heartbeat. People do that to us all the time. But again, it just illustrates how amateurish they are. And what I find ironic about it is George Soros funds the SPLC. So while he's funding this group in the name of stopping violent extremism, he's also funding Black Lives Matter, which in many cases, as in Ferguson, Missouri, during the riots, engaged in violent extremism. So again, another complete contradiction.
And of course, he's funding also the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine as well.
Exactly.
I think it's very interesting, Paul, how Morris Dees quickly switched sides, just like the Democrat Party did. You know, we had Robert Byrd, who was in the Ku Klux Klan, Senator Robert Byrd. We had George Wallace. The Democrat Party had been playing racial politics, but they were on the side of the white supremacists up until the Civil Rights Movement. And then all of a sudden, they just did a real quick pivot and a 180. And then after that was over, Morris Dees came back in and reinvented himself as being on the side of civil rights and opposed to the Ku Klux Klan, just like the Democrat Party did.
Yeah, and they actually abandoned civil rights cases that aren't making them any money.
Yes.
They've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, it's like arms manufacturers. They need to continuously invent enemies to keep the profits rolling in, which is exactly what the SPLC does. The good news is that I think it was last year or a couple of years ago, the FBI actually removed them from their list of resources for, quote, hate crimes resources. So now they've been completely discredited that the actual federal government itself is backing away from them.
Yeah, well, they have. They put that out there as a headline. They still link to it a little bit further down. So we all looked at that, and even the FRC, the Family Research Council, was real happy that it looked like we'd had a victory. But they're still doing that, and they're still using it in their training scenarios. And that's the thing that really concerns me. But one of the other things out of this article, the Church of Morris Dees, that I thought was interesting, and we talked about it in the video that we embedded on the article. It was a report I did about a year ago called The Prophets of Hate, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. And this is a quote from Harper's Magazine. They say, today the SPLC spends most of its time and money on a relentless fundraising campaign peddling memberships in the Church of Tolerance. with all the zeal of a circuit rider passing the collection plate. And here's a quote from a former associate of Morse D's, Millard Farmer. He says, he's the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker of the civil rights movement. He says, and I don't mean to malign Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. So we're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We're also going to talk about this article that he's got. PayPal asserts copyright ownership over all intellectual property of its users. How about that? The corporations think they own everything, and they're going to make that come true if we don't stop them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, this life was green and good, the crisp bright.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're also going to have John Rappaport joining us in the next hour. Before I go back to Paul, I wanted to let you know that we have a special on Silver Bullet, 50% off. That's about $15 per bottle savings. And, of course, that's our 30 parts per million. It's triple the strength of other colloidal silver products. It's a very high concentration. It's heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency. something you can store in your medicines cabinet for years because of that stabilization. We often run out of this, but right now we have it in stock and offering the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off, $15 per bottle savings. Also, we have another special, 2X2, Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. If you buy two of those, you get one fluoride shield bottle for free. Again, that is also at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Paul, I think, you know, as we're talking about this Southern Poverty Law Center attack on the miners who are just trying to get their due process from the BLM and on Oath Keepers who are doing security to make sure that that's going to happen because the BLM was basically not replying to any of the requests saying, what is the basis of your demands to stop and cease the operation of this mine that's been in operation for the last 150 years? What is the basis of that? They couldn't get any answers other than because we say so, and you better do it by, and the date was tomorrow that they were going to have to get everything removed, the holes filled in. So basically, Oath Keepers was requested by the mining operator there, and they came out there, and they are providing security so that these people have a chance to go through the due process, to go through courts. I would think that lawyers would appreciate that. But what we've seen, Paul, is we've seen with this administration, we've seen naked political persecution of political opponents of his using the IRS. Something that is far beyond what Richard Nixon got impeached for. And what I'm concerned about is that we're going to see law enforcement being used against people who are political enemies of the government, because that's what the Southern Poverty Law Center is being used for by Homeland Security, by the military in their training scenarios. We have to remember that this is continually getting worse. As I pointed out, look at the way they're using the IRS and how Nixon was impeached for far less than they're doing, and yet they do it openly now. Now they're using the Southern Poverty Law Center as a beard to try to portray political opponents as hateful, as terrorist, as racist, but the day is coming when they're just going to do it like they're doing with the IRS because they can and because they can get away with it.
Yeah, they're working hand in hand with the DHS, who openly fund studies that say Americans who are, quote, reverent of individual liberty are on a par with Islamic terrorists. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Exactly.
Going back to the financial issue, I mean, talking about profits of hate, the SPLC has $238 million in assets. This is a civil rights organization.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, they lost $50 million during the year of the financial collapse in 2009 because they had invested most of it. This is donations coming from people to fight civil rights cases from, you know, like liberals who have to pay their indulgences.
Absolutely.
They invested a ton of the money and lost $50 million during the couple of years of the stock market crash. And again, going back to Maurice Deas, you compare him to Stephen Breyer of the Southern Center for Human Rights, again, another civil rights organization. Breyer makes $11,000 a year as president. Maurice Deas, who is already a multimillionaire, makes $350,000 a year. So this is basically an organization that just contrives hate, creates enemies, like the armaments industry does, to profit from war, to reap these vast profits. Again, they take in about $47 million a year, and they keep $20 million of it after all their operating expenses, $14 to $20
million. Yeah,
so it's very lucrative to peddle this hate. And again, you can look at the Poplawski case. That was blamed on us, this guy who shot, what was it, three cops in Pittsburgh. When he left comments on our website saying how much he hated Alex Jones, yet the SPLC blamed that on us as well. Mark Potok went on CNN and said that the Boston bombing was probably done by, quote, patriots.
Yes.
So they've been proven wrong time and time again, yet they're still peddling this hate because it's very lucrative for them.
Yes, and it's a narrative that the government wants out there. When you're talking about the money, this article that was back from the year 2000, the Church of Maurice Deas and Harper's Magazine, and it truly is a way of getting an indulgence, doing penance for many of these liberals. But they need to understand that even back then, and of course that was 15 years ago, they point out they'd made $44 million, $27 million of it from fundraising, and $17 million from stocks and other investments, as you're pointing out, Paul. But half of what they took in from fundraising, less than half of what they took in from fundraising, they took in $27 million. They only spent $13 million on their civil rights program, they say, making it one of the most profitable charities in the country. And so that's what it is. It's all about the money, but it's also about the power. It's also about being used in a narrative that the government wants to sell to people. As I pointed out earlier, Paul, they don't talk about radical Islam except to criticize anybody who does talk about it as saying, well, that's proof that they're Islamophobes. That's proof that they're dangerous, hate-filled racists. If you talk about radical Islam whatsoever, you get put on their hate watch.
Yeah, and that's because they're an extremely hypocritical leftist organization. Yes. That's politically driven and completely biased. So why on earth is the federal government using them as a resource? And again, going back to the violence issue, they had somebody in the comments on their website, another one of their liberal tolerant supporters, like the guy who shot up the Family Research Council, who openly called for Alex Jones's execution. This comment remained on their website for over 4 months.
Yeah.
So do they really care about preventing hate and domestic violence when we see that kind of example? And again, they've been discredited over and over again. They, you know, completely overhyped the Hutterite militia case. That collapsed. They were all acquitted. So they've just got egg on their face time and time again. And it's just so easy to write these response pieces whenever the SPLC attacks us, because we've just got years and years of examples where they've got it spectacularly wrong in every single case.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this other article that you've got up today that went up just a little while ago. PayPal asserts copyright ownership over all intellectual property of its users. Now, of course, they're doing this through a new user agreement. I want you to break that down. But, Paul, when I look at this, everywhere I turn, I see big corporations asserting copyright ownership over everything, over things that they don't own. We need to understand this is the fundamental basis for how they're going to control the Internet, how they're going to control you. Is how they're going to shut down your car. We've talked about how General Motors and other automobile manufacturers are asserting that you don't have any right to work on your car. You don't own your car. It is merely a licensing agreement, as John Deere talks about. They own everything because they own copyrights. And this is the fundamental basis of the way they're going to come at the Internet, saying you've got a copyright violation so we can just shut down your website based on mere accusation. And it is woven throughout the transatlantic and transpacific partnerships. But let's talk about this particular case here with PayPal. Break this down for the users.
Well, yeah, this is key, as you said, because it ties into TTIP, which, of course, they classified under national security, obviously, because if anybody actually found out what was truly in it, they would be horrified. That's going through at the moment, obviously allowing foreign corporations to change U.S. law. But somebody sent, a business owner sent me this link, and nobody else has reported this. We're the only news organization to report this. PayPal is about to, it has announced that it's going to update its terms of agreement, terms of service, effective July 1st this year. And this is what they say in their own terms of agreement. Quote, when providing us with content or posting content, in each case for publication, whether on or offline, using the services, you grant the PayPal group a non-exclusive, worldwide, perpetual, irrevocable, royalty-free, sublicensable right to exercise any and all copyright, publicity, trademarks, database rights, and intellectual property you have in the content in any media known now or in the future, and it goes on and on. So basically, if you're a website owner or if you're a business owner who uses PayPal to take payments, from what this says, and, you know, we need copyright lawyers to comment on this because none have done so as of this moment. I asked four different intellectual property experts to comment on this, so hopefully we'll get an update to it. But, you know, if you've got a website or a business and you use PayPal services to take payments, to me this reads as if they're claiming complete intellectual property ownership over anything you put on that website, anything you publish, again, online or offline.
So that's amazing. It looks pretty extensive. Yeah, it looks pretty extensive when they're talking about worldwide, perpetual, irrevocable, royalty-free, sub-licensable, right to exercise any and all copyright, publicity, trademarks, database rights, and intellectual property rights you have in content. I mean, that is pretty amazing. Regardless of if that's restricted in any way whatsoever. See, that's the way they sneak this stuff in, Paul. They put it in the fine print. Just the same way that they're trying to sneak in these trade agreements, so-called trade agreements, they're sneaking it in quietly, privately, secretly, so that nobody can see it. They're going to have to pass it so that we can see what's in it, except that we have seen some of what's in it because it's been leaked. Some of the aspects of it have been leaked by WikiLeaks. But that's the way these guys are operating. They're just absolutely – they say that they own this and then put it out there. People need to understand that. They also need to understand, just like I pointed out earlier in the show, John Deere and General Motors are both – pushing back against the idea that you own your car. And General Motors said people are mistakenly conflating ownership of a vehicle with ownership of the underlying computer software in a vehicle. And as John Deere pointed out, we're just giving them a license. You know, you just have an implied license. You don't really own anything. That's the perspective of these corporations.
Yeah, and they can revoke that license at any point.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about this is there was a huge controversy in 2012 where on Facebook you saw people posting status updates asserting that they maintained copyright ownership of their original content that they posted on Facebook. And that was quite a misnomer because if you actually read Facebook's own terms, they merely stated that Facebook asserts the license to use and display that content, not that it owns the copyright to that content. So this PayPal TOS update is a lot more draconian than the Facebook situation, which caused a lot of controversy back in 2012. And again, no one's reported on this. There are two blogs where a handful of people are freaking out about this. No news organization has picked it up. And again, as you said, they know that people don't read terms of service agreements, so they can slip this kind of stuff in. Whether it's legally enforceable after it gets publicity, which it should do, you know, I would be doubtful of that, but it just shows you the attitude that these huge corporations, and of course, you know, PayPal is not, given its record, I mean, they froze WikiLeaks' account back in 2010, They've got a history of targeting groups politically. The head of PayPal, one of the head developers, as we covered earlier this week, is now advocating that instead of a password, you would have a brain chip to access your computer or, you know, eventually your PayPal account itself. So it's not a very venerable company in terms of its history. And with this kind of language, they're only going to drive more people away. But, you know, it's like there are very few alternatives to PayPal. This is the problem we have when corporations get these kind of monopolies over things like payment systems. Because I've been using PayPal for, 15 years now, and I've never run across an alternative that works as well. So, I mean, that's how they maintain dominance over these sectors.
Well, absolutely. And of course, one of the previous top people at PayPal went on to form Palantir, which is involved with the PRISM program and working hand in glove with the CIA. These guys that are at the top, these guys that go to Bilderberg and hang out, just like we were talking about earlier in the show, David Petraeus, he turns over a bunch of information to his mistress, and he just gets a slap on the wrist. He gets a fine that is 75% of one of his speaking engagements and a 2-year probation. And look at how draconian, other than that, this administration has been coming after every kind of whistleblower. But, of course, David Petraeus, not in exposing any criminal operations, and I guess that's why he got a pass, but also because he's part of the elite insiders. But I think, you know, Paul, when we look at this, it troubles me how copyrights are being used. And we need to have a discussion about what a legitimate copyright use is. Certainly, people should have some property rights, but the way this is being extended by these corporations is a way to turn everybody into serfs, into slaves who don't own anything. I remember the dispute about It's a Wonderful Life. That was something that was owned by a movie studio that changed hands a number of times. It wasn't initially a successful movie, so nobody was really paying too much attention to it. It passed into the public domain. And at that point, Ted Turner and his cable station picked it up and started playing it frequently. And that's when a new generation discovered that movie. It became very popular, and it was in the public domain and being freely sold by a number of different studios that were packaging it out there. And what they did was they went to court, and they asserted that they had copyright usage going back to the script. And doing that, because the script is a written piece of material, they have different copyright uses for that. So they use the script to basically take it back into copyright within the United States. Now, other countries are not recognizing that because they did really allow that to slip. But that's the kind of legal tricks, just like you're seeing with this user agreement, that's the kind of tricks that they're doing. And, of course, the biggest trick that they're about to do is the trade partnership agreements, the transatlantic, the transpacific partnership agreements. These are being done in secret. We know that copyright is a gigantic portion of that. And, of course, the thing that concerns me the most is how they will be able to, because they're the big guys. You know, it matters who accuses you. If it's a big corporation, they don't really have to prove anything. They can just accuse you. And just like civil asset forfeiture, they can shut you down without finding you guilty of anything, without giving you a day in court, without any due process. That's what's coming with all of this copyright stuff.
Yeah, and also we see that with them tying it into cybersecurity, you know, Stuxnet, yeah. Flame, you name it. All those big cybersecurity problems, those issues, were all contrived by either the U.S. government, the Israeli government, or both of them in unison. And now they're exploiting the copyright issue to push the reemergence of legislation like SOPA and CISPA. I mean, look at what happened to Aaron Swartz. He was made an example out of. He was, you know, completely demonized, and obviously it led to his tragic suicide for uploading academic documents to the internet, something which, even if you believe he was in the wrong, would have received a, you know, a fine or a life prison sentence. He was completely hounded by the authorities, which led to his suicide. So they're making examples out of people. They're using copyright to go after the small guy while claiming that they assert ownership over your material if you simply use their services. It's getting completely out of control.
It's all about sharing, and it's all about asserting their ownership. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this?
And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking about how the corporations are extending their copyrights in myriad ways to assert ownership over everything. And now we've got PayPal with a new user agreement, and of course, as Paul pointed out, Facebook once before came under a lot of criticism for putting out a new copyright statement, but they made it clear in their statement that you retained copyright to your content. This one from PayPal looks far more extensive. Very alarming language is in there. I want to go back to Paul, but before we do, I just want to let you know that we have free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com on several products, on X2, on Supermail, on OxyPowder, and on Silver Bullet. We have free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, we also have the special 50% off on Silver Bullet. You can get that now at a $15 per bottle savings, the biggest discount we have ever had on Silver Bullet. And, of course, we run out of that frequently. It's a great time to stock up on that. It's half off and free shipping. Also, we have another special. You can get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield when you stock up on 2 bottles of X2, nascent iodine, or when you get 2 bottles of Silver Bullet, you can get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield, along with free shipping. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to Paul again. Now, Paul, we were just talking about how they have extended these copyrights and what is coming up with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Of course, we have a fast track that was just passed last week. They're going to fast track the fast track negotiation. How are people reacting to this in the UK?
TTIP has come up on a few occasions, but there's definitely a media bias not to cover it. One of the fringe parties introduced it during a political debate last night, I believe it was. Obviously, we've got a general election coming up in the UK next month. And he's the head of the Reality Party. He accused the BBC of hiding it, not talking about it. And they, of course, claimed, oh, yes, we did mention it. And they always do that. It's, you know, they can claim, oh, we mentioned it in this report. But right. There's a difference between mentioning it and actually giving it the coverage that it deserves. So there's definitely been a tendency, definitely in the UK, to sideline that entire issue because, you know, they're part of the same team, but we don't even know what's in most of it because they've classified it under national security. And in fact, I think it was Elizabeth Warren who said if people knew what was actually in this, they would go completely crazy, and that's part of the reason why they're keeping it classified, obviously.
Yeah, she went to the White House. Some of the members of Congress were briefed on it because, you know, quite frankly, the Republican Party seems inexplicably to be 100% behind this because it's labeled as free trade. So therefore, you know, you're supposed to be for free markets. But this is not a free market. This is crony capitalism in its worst form. This is corporate fascism in its worst form. And a lot of people, I think, in the Republican Party understand what that means after looking at the bank bailouts. They understand that bank bailouts were not free market. This is the same sort of thing, and Republicans need to wake up to this as well. But it's just a small fight going on right now. The general public hasn't really woke up to this, and it's just kind of a fight back and forth between elements within the Democrat Party. And they're portraying this simply as being the unions against this kind of export of jobs and managed trade. But it is much, much broader than that.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between free market and corporatism,
yes,
which is what this TTIP is. It's allowing foreign corporations to change U.S. laws. It's a complete violation of U.S. sovereignty, and it's not going to help the vast majority of businesses in the United States. It's not going to help the middle class. It's only going to help the huge corporations that already get special favors from government, that have revolving doors with government. And as he said, it's the ultimate expression of crony capitalism. It has nothing whatsoever to do with a free market.
Absolutely.
So
thank you for joining us.
Republicans are supporting it.
We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off high-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. Buy two X2 Nation iodides. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off silver bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.